Rock band Sonic Youth releases albums to benefit groups transporting women seeking abortions. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 5, 2021. The rock band Sonic Youth released two archival live albums on Friday to benefit pro-abortion causes. The move was in reaction to the recently enacted pro-life legislation in Texas, which bans most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy when a fetal heartbeat is detected. In response to alarming restrictive legislative measures against the women of Texas, and increasingly elsewhere, Sonic Youth have announced plans for new releases on their Bandcamp and store to fundraise for pro-abortion groups, the group announced in an Instagram post. Sonic Youth support a national and world community where abortion is embraced as healthcare and a human right. The first album, Live in Austin 1995, was recorded at the Austin Music Hall while Sonic Youth was on its Washing Machine tour in 1995. The second album, Live in Dallas 2006, was recorded at the Gypsy Tea Room in Dallas during the band's Rather Rip tour in 2006. Along with the two newly released archival live albums, Sonic Youth is also selling three new t-shirts on their website. The band said proceeds from the products will benefit the Abortion Support Network and fund Texas Choice, an organization that funds transportation and lodging for women seeking abortions and envisions a society in which abortion is embraced as healthcare and a human right. Sonic Youth is not the only entity in the entertainment industry to show their support for the systematic killing of unborn children. Last month, pregnant actress Jennifer Lawrence, comedian Amy Schumer, The Bachelorette star Rachel Lindsay, actresses Debbie Allen, Patricia Arquette, Rosanna Arquette, Lisa Ann Walter, and Cara Santana, and others rallied in support of pro-abortion causes. Meanwhile, left-wing activist and actress Alyssa Milano went on a rant about how fucked up Americans right now, and bizarrely claimed that this is the most dangerous time to be a woman in America. Celebrities across the country have had a collective meltdown over the pro-life law, with some of them, including Cher, Michael Rapaport, and David Simon, even downplaying the oppression of women in Middle Eastern countries by dubbing GOP lawmakers the Texas Taliban, and comparing the pro-life law to Sharia law. Actress Bette Midler, on the other hand, reacted to the Texas law by pushing a more novel idea, abstinence. The actress called for a sex strike, stating, "I suggest that all women refuse to have sex with men until they are guaranteed the right to choose by Congress." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.